Today, our 10-minute speaker will be Lee. No? That's what somebody said.
All right, Lee.
My name's Lee, I'm an alcoholic. Alright, I was tricked into this one. Yeah. Let's see.
I can do it.
So I'm thinking who I need to get back right now. So my alcohol drinking started back when I was a kid in the 70s when my parents, they used to party, they'd be drinking and dancing and stuff like that. And I had one of my uncles who would be like wandering around, and he'd like come into our room and stuff like that. So we'd always sneak beers back into the room, and the next day just blame it on him, you know. Let's see. I wasn't ready for this at all. It cut me off guard. So that's where I first started drinking. I was probably like about 9-10 years old. I take sips here and there, and then I went on to keep on drinking with my friends. I had joined a lowrider bike club, and I was like the youngest guy in there, and everybody would be drinking and working on their bikes and stuff, so I started at an early age. I ended up liking it a lot, so I never stopped, and I would always have other friends of mine, I would always invite them to drink with me. They'd be like, nah, we're cool. And I'd be like, come on, well, you don't want to drink. You know, and we had this one place where I lived next to, and the train tracks went by, and there would always be the hobos there, so we'd just like pay them money to go get the beer for us, and then after we'd just drink right there near the tracks. And I kept this up all through high school and stuff, and I didn't even get a chance to graduate when it was my turn to graduate because I was too busy gangbanging and drinking. So after high school, I ended up going back to school, and I only needed a few credits. So, and then after I got my high school diploma, and I had got that, so this way I could get a job. But then after that didn't work out because drinking and other things got in the way. Then I started a family. After having a family, I was really heavy into drinking and stuff, and I pretty much messed up some people's lives, and still, I did a lot of things that I wasn't proud of and stuff, and I ended up going to jail. So I was in and out of jail for many years, ended up in prison and stuff like that. My last time when I went to prison, I was in court. They said, yeah, looks like you're going to get 3 years. And I was like, cool, where do I sign for the deal? And they said, well, we're going to double it up because you got 2 strikes. And then after I was like, 6? Oh, no. They go, but you got 3 prison priors too. So we're looking at 9 at 80%. So I got real spiritual right then and started praying. And I said, God, if you get me out of this one, I swear I won't do nothing no more. So I end up seeing a public defender that I know, and he says, hey, why don't you go to a program? And I said, a program? They're not going to send me out of a program. He goes, I'll get you a program for sure. And I go, okay, cool. So he goes back there, he comes back, and he goes, dude, with your record, they don't want you to have no program. They said, you can't make it. And then after, I was just like, oh, man, what am I going to do? He goes, but I got your deal anyway. So he comes back with 16 months doubled up, and I end up doing 28 months. During them 28 months, while I was in there, the first thing I did was I started off partying. I forgot all about that prayer that I threw out. the spiritual part was over. And then after I woke up one day and I was 38 years old, and I remember the first time I went to prison. What had happened was there was some stuff that was going to happen on the yard, and everybody was supposed to go out there but except for the older guys. And this one dude was 38, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to go out there. Dude, you're an old man. Just kick it. You don't even need to do nothing. And I said to myself right then, I was like, man, I'll never be like this fool. What a loser, you know, 38 in prison. He hasn't got together yet. And so when I woke up and I'm 38 in prison, I was that loser, you know. And I decided kind of right then that I was going to stop. But it was my birthday, so I still had a party. So instead of, like, a week after my birthday is when I end up really stopping. And so my sobriety date is 4/8/8. Yeah, so. So since then, while I was in there, I was like, if I can't stay straight while I'm here in prison, how am I going to do it on the streets? So they have programs inside the prison where it's for substance abuse treatment, and I was trying to get into one, and then it took a minute before I got into one, but I ended up getting in there, and I bugged them so much that they ended up giving me a job there and putting me in the program, so I was like there all day, and which ended up good because from that, I end up wanting to become a counselor, and that's what I do now. You know, today life's been pretty good. There was a while that I didn't go to meetings or anything because I thought my recovery was coming from helping people, but I was really just stuck on the first step because, you know, I wasn't practicing everything that needed to be practiced. But today I have a sponsor who has a sponsor. My sponsor will be speaking today. And I think he's one of the ones that tricked me into this. But what had happened was while I was away for a little while, I went to this retreat. And at the retreat, he was speaking and other guys were speaking. And I found out, hey, you want to, this is what's been missing. Because I could feel that something was missing from my life, but I didn't know what it was. And I was like, this is the part of my life that's missing, working with people in the program, you know, without getting paid for it, and giving back to others. And today, that's what I try to do. And thank you.